Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, as we're seeking to share the love of God with ourselves, our key scripture this morning is taken from John chapter number 15, verse number 12 to verse number 14. This morning, I'm privileged to speak from a book that was written by Bishop Dagwood Mills. And I'm not ashamed to preach from that book because it is the Word of God. Hallelujah. I could preach it in any way, but I chose to preach from this book. Amen. Somebody's blessed. You see, when you preach based on the anointing that God has given to somebody, you carry that anointing as well. You understand? So that is what I'll be using basically today. So our text this morning is saying that this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Praise God. Now, the next verse says that greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He says that ye are my friends if ye do whatever I command you. Wow. What a blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding. As your word comes to us, give us light. May we understand the love you have for us so that we can also express such love to many people whom you have called us unto. Holy Spirit, come brood over these texts of your word. As I speak it, let me carry the anointing that was used in writing this book. And I pray that let your grace be released upon me. And let everyone that is hearing me also be able to understand your will and your purpose for our lives. Amen. We thank you in Jesus the blessed name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus is speaking in his teaching, and he's sharing God's mind and purpose for our lives. Jesus said that this is my commandment. We know what commandments are. Commandments are rules and regulations that when you obey, brings you certain benefits and certain rewards. When you flout the commandment, you are also punished. So commandments can either be a blessing and it can either be also a curse. So as one follows the commandment to the latter, one receives such and such blessings. And if one is not able to follow the commandment, then there is also a punishment or let me say a curse that is released against the person. Now Jesus said that this is my commandment, that ye love one another. Wow. I thought that this could have been one of the easiest and the most simplest thing that anybody can do or achieve. That the whole commandment Jesus is saying or Jesus is giving is to basically love one another. What is so difficult about this? But we realize that loving one another is more difficult than any other commandment to us. But Jesus said that this is the commandment I'm giving you, that you do what? Love one another. Not by the love you have, but the love you have received. There's a love you have which is limited, a love you have which is selfish, a love you have that seeks for your own interest. But Jesus said that don't give the love you have, but give the love you have what? Received. Praise God. Hallelujah. The love you have received is the love that God has given you through Jesus Christ, his son. Now, by way of introduction, Jesus also went on to describe the kind of love that he has given us. And for that matter, we should express such love to others. Now he said, greater love has no man than this. Greater love has no man than this. It means men have love, but their love is limited. But there's a kind of love that God gives, and that love is a greater love. Your amen is weak. He said, no man has this kind of love because that love is greater. And then he said, what is the love? He said that a man will lay down his life for his friends. Wow. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. Amen. To lay down your life for one another. Now, we are talking this morning about the greater love. Tap somebody and say, the greater love. The great love of God, when you come to know and come to receive, will change your life. The greater love of God is a love that has no comparison on earth. It is a love that is greater than any kind of love here on earth. Now, when a man says to a woman, I love you, it cannot be compared to the love that Jesus is talking about. Hallelujah. Why? Because that love is limited. When your mother tells you she loves you, that love cannot be compared to the love that God gives, which is what? Greater love. Now, the interesting thing is that no matter how well you love yourself, it is still not compared to the love that God gives, which is greater love. Somebody is blessed. Some of you may go into certain relationship, and in the relationship, it will be said that as for you, I will love you, Till what? Death to us. By in sickness and in what? In death. But you realize that the love you speak is not the love you show. Are you understanding me? There is a speaking love which is so easy, and then there's what? A showing or a demonstration love. I pray today that the love of God will be shown in your life. Many of you have boyfriends and girlfriends. Am I right? And your boyfriends and girlfriends will tell you everything. Some will say that, don't you know that my uncle is a Kufado? Have you seen that tall building in Edo? It's from my father. They will say all kinds of things in order to what? Attract or win your love. But that love is still not greater than the love of God. Some will say, I will die for you. But of what? Until the end. We'll be sharing some stories from the book, which I believe is going to be a blessing to somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are talking about a greater love, a love that has no equal. When you open your heart to receive this great love, you will be born again. Hallelujah. When a man opens his love, his heart, to receive the love that Jesus is bringing, which is greater love, it means that you would have to be born again. When you open your heart to this great love from God, you will become what we also call a new creation. Say, a new creation. And a new creation means living a total different life from the life you used to live. So anyone who receives this greater love is never the same again. Praise God. Are you understanding me? Now, this love can only be given or can only be received when you are born again. When you are what? When you are what? Yes. And when you are born again, your life is transformed. Your life is changed from one level into another level. In fact, it is completely changed. Your nature, your life, who you are, is changed. Because the Bible says that if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become what? New. I pray that today you will experience that love in your life. In the name of Jesus, right? When you experience this love or you receive this greater love, you escape punishment from hell. You escape punishment from hell. Now you realize that for anyone who does not receive this love, God has prepared punishment for you. That is, when you die, you would go to hell. And in hell, there is a lake of fire that is burning unquenchably. And for anyone who does not receive this love, you don't escape such punishment. Why? Because the wrath of God is against any ungodly person. The wrath of God is against anyone who has not received such a great love. I pray for you today that you and I will come to receive this love and our lives will never be the same again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, you must understand that When you receive this love, this greater love, which only the Son of God can give, according to John chapter number 3 verse 16, he says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Is somebody here with me? That whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but do what? Have everlasting. So when you receive this greater love, you escape perishment. Say, I escape perishment. Your life does not perish. And your life, when we say your life does not perish, we are not talking about only death that leads you to hell. But even now, the life you live will not be a perishable life. But you see, eternal life is the life you enjoy beginning from here. Whilst you live, are you understanding me? But Jesus said, when we receive such a love, we will not perish, but have everlasting life. Somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. But the good news today is that we can be born again. We can receive such a love. Oh, your amen is weak. I said, we can receive such a love. In the name of Jesus, if you are here to receive it, shout hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. You can be born again. You can also be a new creature. The old way of doing things, the way, old way of life, will change. Your whole perception about life and your whole being will be transformed. All because of one love. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. The scripture says that what manner of love is this, that we can be called the children of God. Praise God. Today, as you receive the love of God, you can also be called what? A child of God. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. So I want you to open up your heart and enjoy the love of God that he brings towards you today. Amen. Amen. Now I want to spell out some few things you and I have to know about greater love. We want to know some few things about greater love, because now we can see the love of men, which some way somehow may be limited, but we'll go into that. And then Jesus is offering us a different kind of love, which is greater than the love of men. And we need to know certain few things about this love that Jesus is talking about. Are you ready with me?
Yes.
Are you ready with me?
Yes.
Number one, there are different kinds of love, but Jesus' love is the greatest. Those who said amen, may God bless you.
Yes.
There are different kinds of what? But Jesus' love is what? Praise God. Why do I know this? Because the scriptures have said it so. The scriptures have said it so. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. Why do I know that Jesus' love is the greatest? Because the scriptures, the word of God, has said it so. He said that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. What manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us? So the kind of love that God gave to us is not comparable to any other kind of love that you may know. Somebody is blessed. God's love is the greatest of all love. is an everlasting love. And it is a greater love. Somebody is blessed. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wow, has he loved us. Today I want you to know that Jesus is the expression of the greatest love of God. And God has given Jesus as his greatest love, that anyone who will receive him would also be called a child of God. Somebody is blessed. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. 1 John 4, 16 to 17. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Wow. I didn't hear any amen on that. Amen. And God in him, wherein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this life. The love of God, which is the greatest love, makes you like God. It makes you like what? Because love is God's nature. And therefore, anyone who receives his love, receives his nature. And therefore, you also live like God. I pray that as you receive the love of God today, may you carry the nature of God and live as God and live like God in the name of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 3. Jeremiah chapter number 31, verse number 3. He said that the Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise God. Praise God. This is God expressing himself unto us. That I have appeared unto you for many days, and I have loved you with an everlasting love. The love I have for you is not a short-lived love, but it is what? An everlasting love. Tell somebody an everlasting love. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Now, there's a story that was shared in this book, and I want to share with you. There was a young lady who came into contact with a young man. They felt in love. They loved themselves. But as they move along in their relationship, the lady wasn't happy and felt she wasn't loved because the guy wasn't giving her much attention. As a matter of fact, he was giving attention to other girls. And this lady felt so bad in the relationship and then decided that, in fact, she wasn't happy anymore. So just as the issues may be, the young lady and the guy broke up. Her heart was broken. She was crying everywhere. Ish. That she thought that the relationship was supposed to end in marriage. She gave her all, loved this gentleman, and expected same love from this gentleman. But one day she woke up, she realized that the gentleman really didn't love her, and the relationship got broken. Say, oh. Praise God. Now this lady went to see her pastor, and the pastor spoke to her and said, young lady, don't worry, God will give you another better person. Praise God. The lady, somewhere, somehow, still felt broken, dejected, rejected, as many of you have experienced before. Can I have a witness here? How many of you? Oh, come on. You are a true woman of God, you know. Somebody is blessed. Now, if you know you have not broken your heart before, raise your hand. Somewhere, somehow, we've all had broken heart. What? But actually, some are too. Hey! You know, some people can cry over it for a whole year. Hey! Just because a man has left you, you are crying. Praise God. Praise God. So it wasn't long after this relationship was broken, then this young lady found another person. So one day they were walking to the church and they met the pastor. And they asked the lady, lady, how are you doing? He said, Pastor, I am blessed. I said, how is your current relationship? He said, this one is far better than the first one. Is anybody here with me?
Yes.
Which means that the lady has started enjoying a greater love than she had before. I pray for you. The kind of experience you are experiencing today, which feels like you are wasting your time, there is a greater love for you. I said there is a greater love for you. And I pray that you will experience that love today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the love that surpasses all kind of love you have enjoyed. Praise God. His love is greater than the love of a brother. It's greater than what? Yes. We've seen an example of being in a relationship thinking that your boyfriend or your girlfriend loves you. It's a lie. Say lie of what? Say Jesus loves me better. You have a brother or a sister, and you think that that person loves you. Praise God. Praise God. There's another story too that was said. There was a brother who was suffering from kidney in the church, kidney problem. And the brother actually brought a request that he needs somebody to do kidney transplant for him. So he brought a request to the church. And then one prayer meeting, a brother was leading. Praise God. Leading the prayers. You see, the request was not to pray for the brother. The request was to do all. So they were praying that somebody will own out and declares that I'm going to do all, give or donate my kidney to the brother. So they started praying. They have prayed that, Hey! Nobody was going out. Somebody is blessed. Hush! So do you know what happened? The brother leading the prayers decided that if nobody is going out, then he's going to throw a feathers into the air. Whoever the feathers will fall on, you are the one going to do all. Donate. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. Yes. Yes. So, he stopped the prayers and then he blew the feathers like that. So the feathers were dangling in the air for about seconds. Then it landed on the one who was leading the prayer. Hey! So as the feathers was coming, he was blowing it away. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. You see, they loved their brother who was suffering. But their love wasn't to the extent of what? Hush. Hush. Tell somebody, hush. Challenge now, me call you me kidney. Me call. Somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. Praise God. There's also another story of a man who just got married with the wife. They moved into their new apartment. And like many people, when you get married, you begin to buy household items. They bought fridges, deep freezers, they bought TVs, and they bought things to actually make up the home. Amen. Then one night, once they were there, then armed robbers came. Praise God. Say, somebody is blessed. So as the armed robbers came, then the man quickly ran, left the woman, and went to hide in the deep freezer. He said, hey, you were there. Praise God. A man went to hide in the deep freezer and the wife was shouting, honey, 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 baby, baby, come and help me, come and rescue me. Yes. So the armed robbers molested this wife. They beat him, and they did all kinds of things. But yet they left her, they didn't kill her or do anything harmful. Then later, when the man realized that the armed robbers have gone, he left the deep freezer and came and said, honey, I'm sorry. He said, don't talk to me. Where were you when I was calling you to come in? He said, honey, take your time. Don't you know that if I had come, they would have killed me? Hey! He said, if I had come, they would have killed both of us. You see, that is why I didn't come. So you relax, everything will be okay. Praise God. So you think your husband loves you? Yes, there is no greater love than this. We are talking about the love of Jesus, which is greater love. And that love says that a man will do what? Lay down his life for one. For one. I have seen mothers who have given birth to their own children, and they have left them at the doors of others forever. They left them there. They just left them because they cannot take care of the baby. Praise God. No matter how much you yourself will even want to love yourself, it is not compared to the love of God. The love of God is what brought Jesus Christ down here on earth, and not to just say or speak love, but he demonstrated love. The love he demonstrated says that he laid down his life so that you can live. The life you are living is an expense of somebody's dying. Drop it. The life you are living now is an expense of somebody's dying. You are living because somebody died for you. You can imagine one day, a man was found in court. This man was found guilty and was condemned to die. These days, I don't know whether there's still death sentence. But what I hear is now life imprisonment. But those days, they were death sentence. You'll be condemned. You'll be put in a firing squad. Eh? Those days, when we were in 79, people were being killed at the firing squad. How many of you remember? Amen. Yes. And before they were killed, let your attention come here. Before they were killed, they were pronounced guilty. They were pronounced what?
Guilty.
So this young man found himself doing something bad, and he was pronounced guilty. Then they took him to court, to the cells, to be prepared for the firing squad or death sentence. Then, before the day came, a man went to see the judge and said that, no, I don't want this man to die. As a matter of fact, I want to take over whatever punishment that this man has done. I want those punishments to come on me. I want me to be the one to be punished instead of the one who did the thing. The judge looked at the man and said, what are you trying to say? He said, I mean everywhere. He said, no, the man is sentenced to die. He said, yes, bring all his sentences on me. I'm ready and willing to die so that the man will do all holy. Lo and behold, agro, as if they were playing and joking. This man went there and then gave himself up. They hanged him and then he was shot. Pay, 7 times. And this man died. And the gentleman who was sentenced before was dead. And then saw that somebody had taken over his punishment and has died for him. Praise God. Now, if you were the man who was sentenced to die, and somebody else came to take your sentence and die for you, what will be your response? Praise God. Praise God. In the same way, the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have what? Everyone that comes to this life, you are a sinner not because you have sinned, but you are a sinner because the seed of sin is in you. The nature of sin is in you. So you are not sinned by reason of your doings. You are a sinner by virtue of what you have inherited. Is somebody here with me? Now the Bible said that for every soul that sinneth must die. It confirms in Romans chapter 6, verse number 23. It said that for the wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Somebody is blessed. Amen. For the word, so everybody who is a sinner, and here a sinner is the one who lives in sin. Are you with me? A sinner is not the one who does not go to church. But a sinner is the one who lives in sin. Number two, a sinner is the one who has not given his life wholeheartedly, dedicated his life unto Jesus. He said, for them, their wages is death. Their wages is death. Their wages is death. But there is another aspect of it. There is another hope for you. But the gift of God, which is the greater love of God, hallelujah, is a free gift. It's what? A free gift. Today, I will encourage you to receive this free gift of God. Amen. Somebody is blessed. Amen. And that gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I pray for you today that you will not live here without that gift. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is blessed. Amen. I said somebody is blessed. Amen. Today, we are talking about the love of God. And that love is here to make your life new again. As you receive this love in your heart, your life will never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. When you receive this love, as I've already indicated, number one, you become a completely new person. God takes over your life and he starts changing you. He starts putting you on the right track. He starts putting you on the right track. You will realize that your life has completely turned around. Somewhere, somehow, you may not have seen all that you are expecting, but you feel within you that your life is not what it used to be. There is something that happens to you when you receive the love of God. I'm telling you, beloved, many of us here have experienced it, that there were things we used to do. For me, I used to be a bad boy. I'm a bad boy. I used to be. What? Bad boy. You see, we could drive miles away just to go and look for one girl. Drive. Waste all our food. Praise God. And then come back empty. Your pocket, you can't buy credit for yourself, but you are buying credit for someone. Can I have a witness here? Huh? You have a witness. Hey, somebody's blessed. Hallelujah. You see, life was so much of a confusion. You are living, but you are dead. Because you can't make meaning to your life. You sleep, instead of getting rest, you rather wake up troubled. Because you'll be having dreams, eh? And the kind of things you will see, Charlie, you realize that there's so much confusion. But from the day I encountered Jesus, my life has never been the same. Let me tell you something. You see, until a man encounters Jesus, you will not understand what life is. You will not understand. Many of you think that life is to live for pleasure. is to live to be happy. So is to live for yourself, is to do things like no. Life, if you come to receive the love of God, is the life that is geared towards God and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So receiving this life, number one, will change your life completely. Listen, as I said, you may not receive everything that you want to see or want to have instantly or automatically. But you should know that everything that you need has already been planted in the love of God, which is Christ. And therefore, when you receive Christ, those things will start showing up in your life one after the other, step by step. As you move on in life, you will see that your life is aligning with the purposes of God. You realize that the kind of things you used to do, you don't do them anymore. The kind of friendship you have, you are not having them anymore. The kind of lifestyle you used to live, you realize that suddenly everything is changing around you. Beloved, that is the kind of life that Jesus brought. Number two, you escape hell. You escape hell. Tell somebody you will escape hell. Let me tell you, don't ever think that you will live forever. The other day I made a strong statement. Living long doesn't mean forever. Even if we are to add 50 years to an average person here who is about 30 years, we are to add 50 years to the average person who is 30 years old here. How long are you going to live? 80 years. And 80 years is not forever. 80 years is not what? Forever. Someday, somehow, everybody here will die. You will die. Never think that you are living forever. Never think so. There is a time to give birth, and there is a time to die. There is time. There is the time. Now, whilst you are living, what you do will determine where you go when you die. Are you understanding me? Yes. Yes. Don't think that life is all that you see. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow is not ours. And then you live your life anyhow. Tomorrow can be the day God may take your soul and your body. Are you ready? And when you die, where will you spend eternity? Will you make it to heaven or you make it to hell? When you receive the love of God, it takes you from the realm of darkness into the realm of his dear son, which is light. It takes you and makes you a candidate of heaven. The love of God makes you what? A candidate of heaven. And when you receive this love, you are bound to heaven. I pray that today somebody will make it to heaven. Amen. I shared this testimony and I feel so emotional about it. Our dear sister here, our sister Bernice, be on your feet. Be on your feet. Praise God. On the day that Ghana had the most and atrocious and the most, give me the vocab. The most what? I don't remember. Praise God. The most vivacious and valiant atrocity. Hey, that day, the day it rained, rain and fire caught up together in Ghana. How many of you remember that day? How many of you remember that day? And that day, there were people who have closed from work, who were going home, and the rain started. So they had to find a place and hide. And there were some who had also closed from where? Work. And they were going home and the rain started. And they had to also go and find a place and hide. Do you know our sister was one of the people who had closed work and was going home and then decided to go and stand at the filling station, that same filling station that God found. How possible in life, in your own mindset, in your own knowledge, it's raining, so you are going to seek for refuge, a place where the rain will not hit you. But little did you know that you were going to crucify your own self and kill yourself. She told me, Pastor, I was there. And somewhere, somehow, something told me. Something. She started feeling uncomfortable. I wish you could come and share your own testimony. Come, come. Let's welcome her. Come. Where's the microphone? What happened that day? What happened? What where were you?
So I was at Circle at the ground filling station, and I was trying to hide from the rain, and all of a sudden I heard voice telling me to move. So I said to myself that move to where? Because it's raining. If I move, where am I going to stand? The voice kept on talking to me, pushing me. So I just started walking. And I couldn't get anywhere to stand. I had to walk from the girl filling station to Newtown traffic lights.
Wow.
I couldn't get a place to stand, so I was just standing in the rain. So after 10 to 15 minutes, I saw people running towards my direction. So I was just asking, what is wrong? No one was minding me. So all of a sudden, I saw the sky, being like red.
The flashes, you know?
Like red. Something is happening. People are running for their lives. So one person told me that you stand there and ask questions. Fire is coming. Fire is coming. So I went off instantly. I didn't feel anything. I felt, I don't know, dead. Kind of, yes. So a friend of mine came to pick me up. He had to order Chocho as dropping to pick me up.
And hey,
he said
as dropping.
So
wow.
he said that when he came, he couldn't identify me standing there because he was like my back was facing that direction. He came, held my hand to the car. I didn't see, I didn't feel, I didn't know the person even touching me. I didn't even realize that someone was trying to take me to the car. So he went there and I think he did something, I don't know. Then I came back to my senses and he told me that this is what I saw you standing there. Like I was off, total off.
Wow.
I think I was out of shock or something.
Wow.
So the Lord saved me.
Hallelujah. I thought you were clapping on that. Come on, do it better. Oh, you can do it better. Hallelujah. Wow. But do you know that many people died? Many people like her stood at the filling station and fire and water met together and they died. Beloved, we are not better than those that died. Anything can happen to you anytime. So you don't give chances to your life. You don't live your life anyhow as if today, tomorrow is yours. You must give your life to Jesus. You must give your life to Jesus. You must be prepared that if it is raining and I go and find shelter at where? At the Goy filling station. And the place catch fire and I'm burnt, I'm making it to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah. Beloved, but there are some that because of what God has for you, He will protect and deliver you like he delivered our sister. Praise God. I can't say that those who died were not born again. No. They were. Some, I believe some Christians, but I want to believe their time was up. Praise God. Now when you, because listen, one of the saddest things about us is the fact that we don't know when we will die. And death can come at any time. Are you ready to make it to heaven when you die? Today, the love of God, as is expressed through Jesus Christ, is to make you a candidate of heaven. Amen. To make you a candidate of heaven. We should not play church. Because now, almost the average Ghanaian goes to church. But you know in your heart that the church that you say you are going doesn't make you a child of God. You are not a child of God. Going to church doesn't make you born again. Doesn't make you a believer. And church has become a WhatsApp platform group that you can even join. Are you with me? People form churches like clubs, social club, fan club, that they join without any change taking place in their life. But today I encourage you, Jesus loves you. I said, Jesus loves you. I said, Jesus loves you. And when you receive his love, he gives you the ticket to make it heaven. Many have died. Many will still die. So are you ready? When your time comes, will you make it to heaven? Is somebody here with me? Somebody's blessed. So this morning, I came to present to you the greatest Lamb of God. Jesus had to lay down his life so that you can receive his life. There is one agenda of the devil. His whole manifesto in life is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't allow him. The devil's agenda is to steal your life, is to kill your life, and is to destroy. But Jesus said that I have come. Oh, I didn't hear any amen. He said that I have what? To give you what? Life. Till it overflow. Somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. Today, I encourage you, if you are here in this great invitation, it's all about the love of Jesus. Do you want your life to take on a different thing? Do you want your life to take on a different thing and a different direction? Are you happy with the kind of life you have? You are living. Are you enjoying life? Enjoying life doesn't mean you have everything. But enjoying life is to have the peace of God in your heart. You may not have enough money, but you are satisfied. You are fulfilled inside. You may not have what you need, but Jesus is enough for you. With Jesus, you know that everything is well. I said everything as well. Amen. This morning, I present to you the love of God. The greatest love of God. The greatest love of God. Be on your feet as the choir sing the song.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.